Every month, almost 1.5 million low-income children benefit from the Federal Child Care and Development Fund. It is one of the largest federal funding streams for child care. And over the past week, the Trump administration has announced big changes to the program after allegations of fraud in Minnesota. Advocates tell NPR they worry these changes could push some child care centers to close. Caden Mills from NPR's Education Desk is here to tell us more. Hi there.
Hi, Juana.
So, Caden, start if you can by telling us about the changes that the Trump administration has announced here. How will they impact federal child care help for low-income families?
Yeah, so last week, a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services told me the department is freezing all federal funding provided through the Child Care and Development Fund. This program provides block grants to states to help make child care more affordable for low-income families. HHS spokesperson Andrew Nixon said the agency would unfreeze funding after individual states provided certain, quote, administrative data. He didn't specify exactly what data, and as of yesterday, a childcare advocate told me it was still unclear to many states what they need to do to unfreeze these funds. Then on Monday, the department also announced changes to some of the rules around how states distribute those funds. For example, encouraging states to use verified attendance rather than enrollment when figuring out how much child care providers should get. In a press release, HHS Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill said, quote, "The reforms we're enacting will make fraud harder to perpetrate." And finally, the New York Times reported today that the Trump administration plans to freeze nearly $2.4 billion in Child Care Development Fund payments to five Democratic states. HHS confirmed that report to NPR, but didn't respond to questions about how this funding freeze differs from the one announced last week.
And what have you been hearing about what this all could mean for child care centers?
Yeah, so I talked to child care advocates who are pretty confused right now. They told me that the rules currently in place have really helped make the child care industry more stable and affordable. And they're worried about the consequences of changing policies that were working and also interrupting the funding stream, even in the short term. This is Susan Gale Perry of Child Care Aware of America, which helps families access affordable child care.
It's critical that the nearly 1 million families who are relying on child care subsidy assistance have continuity of services so that they can go to work and support their families.
She told me childcare can be extremely expensive, and most providers are operating on razor-thin margins. She said a funding freeze that results in even a month without federal support could lead to some childcare centers closing.
And right, if you can, remind us of some of the backstory here. How did these Minnesota allegations lead to large-scale federal changes?
Yeah, this all started with a viral YouTube video posted by conservative content creator Nick Shirley. In it, he visited seemingly empty daycare centers where he accused Somali-American daycare operators of not providing services to any children despite receiving federal funds. The video doesn't offer clear proof, but it went viral. And while the Justice Department has charged dozens of people in connection with a COVID-era fraud scheme in Minnesota, Shirley's allegations have not been verified.
That was Kate Mills of NPR's Education Desk. Thank you.
Thank you.